Venice on its knees after second worst flooding ever recorded. By Colleen Barry for the Associated Press in Milan. The worst flooding in Venice in more than 50 years prompted calls Wednesday to better protect the historic city from rising sea levels, as officials calculated hundreds of millions of euros in damages. Water levels reached 187 centimeters, 74 inches Tuesday, the second highest level ever recorded in the city, and 7 centimeters, 2.5 inches less than the historic 1966 flood. Another wave of exceptionally high water followed Wednesday. Venice is on its knees, Mayor Luigi Brunaro said on Twitter. St. Mark's Basilica has sustained serious damage, like the entire city and its islands. One death was blamed on the flooding on the barrier island of Pellestrina. A man in his 70s was apparently electrocuted when he tried to start a pump in his dwelling, said Danny Carella, an official on the island of 3,500 inhabitants. In Venice, the crypt beneath St. Mark's Basilica was inundated for only the second time in its history, with water entering through the windows and bypassing all defenses. Damage was also supported at the Capisaro Modern Art Gallery, where a short circuit set off a fire, and at La Fenice Theater, where authorities turned off electricity as a precaution after the control room was flooded. Tourists floated suitcases through St. Mark's Square, where officials removed walkways to prevent them from floating away. The water was so high that nothing less than thigh-high boots afforded protection. Water poured through wooden boards that shop and hotel owners have previously placed in front of doors to hold back water during flooding. Tourists staying on the ground floor of hotels were forced to move to upper floors overnight. I have often seen St. Mark's Square covered with water, Venice's Patriarch Monsignor Francesco Maraglia told reporters. Yesterday, there were waves that seemed to be the seashore. Brunaro said damage would reach hundreds of millions of euros, and he called on Rome to declare a state of emergency. We're not just talking about calculating the damages, but of the very future of the city, Brunaro told reporters, because the population drain also is a result of this. Premier Giuseppe Conte was due to visit the city later Wednesday. The flooding was caused by heavy rains coinciding with a full moon that brought high tides that were pushed into Venice by southerly winds. At the same time, rising sea levels due to climate change make the city built amid a system of canals even more vulnerable. Damage included 5 ferries that serve as water buses, a critical means of transportation. Photos on social media showed a city ferry, taxi boats, and gondolas grounded on walkways flanking canals. At least 60 boats were damaged, according to civil protection authorities. Pellestrina was one of the worst hit areas. Facing the sea, water came over the banks of the canal and filled the island like a basin. Carella said a meter, more than 3 feet of water, remained Wednesday due to broken pumps. Brunaro blamed climate change for the dramatic situation and called for a speedy completion of a long-delayed project to construct offshore barriers. Called MOSES, the movable undersea barriers are meant to limit flooding. But the project, which was opposed by environmentalists concerned about damaging the delicate lagoon ecosystem, has been delayed by cost overruns and corruption scandals, with no launch date in sight. Luca Zaia, governor of the Veneto region, told Sky TG24 that the barriers were almost complete, but it wasn't clear if they would work against such flooding. Despite 5 billion euros underwater, St. Mark's Square certainly wouldn't be secure, Zaia said, referring to one of Venice's lowest points, which floods when there's an inundation of 80 centimeters, 31.5 inches. Zaia also expressed concern for snowfalls in the mountains above Venice, where up to 120 centimeters, 47 inches, was expected. Across the Adriatic Sea, heavy storms and sweeping winds caused floods in towns in Croatia and Slovenia. In the Croatian town of Split, authorities on Wednesday said that the flooding submerged the basement area of the Roman-era Diocletian's palace, where emergency crews battled to pump out the water. Slovenia's coastal towns of Piran, Izola, and Koper reported that sea levels reached the second highest point in the last 50 years.